Warning, the podcast you're about to hear has a unique conservative perspective and may be politically incorrect, containing some controversy in its message. This episode may speak out against liberalism, socialism, the dark state, and religious organizations. It is possible that evil in politics, education, law, society, and religion will be discussed and exposed. However, we believe this podcast adds truth and value to a mature, disenfranchised audience who may be tired of apostate religions and wicked world systems. Listeners who are easily offended, overly sensitive, or have progressive leanings sympathetic to the topics we expose should be forewarned not to listen any further.
Are you there?
We thank both those who choose to listen as well as those who choose not to listen.
No.
You've been warned. And now, let us get on with the show.
She's not listening
either. Let us get on with the job. Your favorite part, man. What's the date?
The last I looked, it was April 26th, 2019.
Wow.
Freedom Friday.
Freedom Friday. Let me start off with a disclaimer. Yeah. I never do a disclaimer. Never. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal, man. It's an awful, awful show. In regards to the content, it's really heavy, nasty, yeah, demonic stuff. And all of these things is just kind of like, man, I really apologize even posting things, these things on Fifth Hook Media. But as always, the intent is to show just how bad things are. It's kind of like tracking, you know, we're tracking it. And you just keep tracking it. It gets worse and worse because just looking for that reset. Mm-hmm. It's the civilization has to reset. One way or another, there's no way human life can continue on as it does. Under these extreme evil circumstances.
Yeah.
So the disclaimer and the warning is there's some really heavy stuff here today. All right?
Bad stuff.
Yeah, it's always bad. You know, you're dealing with adults that do crazy things, but the story after story is children related.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Yeah. Both as victims and some as suspects, mm-hmm. which is very odd, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Kapow, you have a word of advice.
Yes. Let me get my scriptures out for you. I'm reading Proverbs 6, 12 through 15. And it says, "A worthless person, a wicked man, is the one who walks with a perverse mouth, who winks with his eyes, who signals with his feet, who points with his fingers, who with perversity in his heart continually devises evil, who spreads strife. Therefore, his calamity will come suddenly. Instantly, he will be broken, and there will be no healing."
Hmm. That's not good.
Nope.
That is not good for stupid people.
No bueno.
No bueno. First story. Demonic, stupid person. I mean, really, come on. This is. We're not even talking about a human here, are we?
No.
Really? So, I mean, seriously, it cannot be a human. I mean, if you were a human, I mean, unless you're suffering extreme mental retardation, but even then, I don't think you would go to this level.
This is not. This shouldn't even be something that's in your head.
Yeah.
Even contemplating this stuff.
Yeah. This. I mean, you can't call it anything but.
Because if you had a conscience and this stuff was going in your head, you would kill yourself.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
That's true. It's.
I mean, if you didn't have the hope of Christ, you know what I mean? It would be. It would be difficult to live with.
Yeah, you couldn't. You could not.
Because you couldn't share that with anybody.
No, like this person did on social media. Are you kidding me? Good night, you know. So what we have here, sorry, folks, but what we have here is a 24-year-old demonic flesh suit that's disguised as a human woman. She was arrested after two videos were posted on social media, and these videos showed her raping a 4-year-old boy.
Hmm. Yeah, 4 years old.
Yeah.
People. Four.
Man. And did you look at this picture of this thing, and you just see the defiance, just the demonic Nephilim defiance all in its face. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Tamara Marion, 24 years old, been identified by Memphis police as the woman who in two videos that were shared to social media showing her raping a 4-year-old boy. One video showed Marion pushing down the child, removing his pants and putting her mouth on his genitals. I apologize, folks. A second video is said to show the child attempting to perform an act on Marion. And the police were tipped off about the video being shared online Monday. She was arrested on Tuesday and charged with multiple counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and rape of a child. She's in custody. The story does not say who this kid was, you know, in relation to her. Mm-hmm. I don't remember reading that anymore. So I'm just going to kind of reiterate, but a Memphis woman was arrested. She shared her videos on social media. She was abusing a 4-year-old boy. 4 years old, folks. That's a infant, a child, a toddler. She was performing a sex act on him. Video show Marion sexually assaulting the kid, as well as a child attempting to perform an act on her.
Yeah.
He's 25 years old. There's really not a whole lot to it. Somebody tipped off the police after they saw. Can you imagine this idiot not only does this, okay, but then records it.
I know, but that's, oh, God.
And then puts it on social media. I mean, I just, you cannot get your head around that.
Mm-mm.
You cannot get your head around that. The extreme demonic control.
It really made me nauseous.
Yeah. And this is just one story. It would be bad enough if you read this story and go, well, sheesh, you know, man, that hasn't happened. That only happens like once every couple of years. Right. But it's just like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just think she got caught because she posted the video.
Mm-hmm.
How many sickos are out there, demonically possessed sickos, are doing things
that are not even being reported.
Yeah. And no way to get caught because they're not, you know, posting this stuff. My goodness.
Disgusting.
So anyway, she did a couple different things. I don't want to keep rehashing that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Apparently she acted alone. No one else was there. They don't know if anybody held a camera or she did it by herself. So she was arrested. And apparently she has a history of being an idiot and threatening people. I won't get into all that. But anyway.
She had some problems.
Yeah. It just shows that we are ready as a species for a reset. One way or another, it has to reset. I mean, really.
Yeah, because this can't go on any much longer.
Yeah, how long is this going to go
on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the spread of this. It's like really like a zombie disease. It is like those movies with the flesh-eating, you know, zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just spreading. Fortunately, right now, the vast majority of people aren't at that list level, right? But we are heading to a complete breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And let me show you. I'll show you another one that shows this. Recent news. This is from Fox News. There's a man, I use that term loosely because a real man wouldn't do this, but a man beats a baby to death after learning that the baby wasn't his.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Tennessee.
This baby was only 4 months old.
4 months. It's an infant. It only been in the world for 4 months. Good Lord. Tennessee idiot, demon in a flesh suit, beat this four-month-old baby to death after finding out that the kid was not his own. The idiot's name is Jose Avila Ocucira. He's 33. Well, isn't that an interesting number?
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell the others? Mm-hmm. 33. Not 32, not 34, 33. He's of Memphis. He was charged with first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, and the death of this kid. He believed the infant was his throughout the mother's pregnancy, according to the court documents. The kid died April 12th from blunt force trauma as a result of injuries to its little four-month-old ribs. Had a fractured skull.
See?
Yeah. This guy and the baby's mama, the baby's mom initially told the police they didn't know how the kid was injured. But on Tuesday, she then broke down and told investigators that this kid admitted, or this suspect admitted to punching the baby multiple times in the head after learning he was not the father. He was arrested a little time after. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She shouldn't even have let this guy breathe after doing that to her baby.
I know. And that's something. But I mean, that's just,
yeah.
Like I said, it's not the majority of people. You know, more likely it's not your neighbor or somebody in your neighborhood, but they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting, you know, more and more, these yeah, stories.
Disgusting.
More and more prevalent. Now, about a year ago, Ms. Kapow, we talked about these Russian, there was a 12-year-old Russian girl and her boyfriend, and he was in his 20s, and they ate people.
I know. Remember that? So nasty.
She was 12 years old. Ugh. Yeah, and that was his girlfriend, and they killed and ate their landlord. And this was about a year ago, I believe we talked about it, and because it's a shocking story. Well, there's a follow-up on that story, because he's dead, he was in custody, and he tried to kill himself. And so he was in the hospital for quite a while, and now he died, right? So he's now seeing Lucifer face to face.
Yeah.
And then they can, you know, have at it all they want. For eternity, folks, for eternity. This is totally satanic, demonic behavior. There's no turning back on something like this.
Mm-mm.
You know, there's no revival happening here.
No.
This guy's not going to read a chick track and go, huh. It's way beyond that. Oh, pedophile cannibal, 22 years old, who microwaved a man's head and encouraged his 12-year-old girlfriend to help him eat it.
Jeez.
He dies while awaiting trial. Yeah. Well, the thing about this story, Ms. Kapow, is that the 12-year-old girl has no remorse at all.
I know. That's amazing.
She didn't care. She ate brains and heads. 12 years old. She cannibalized, helped murder this guy, and she don't care. She has no remorse. And the problem is they can't charge her.
Yeah, because she's juvenile.
Yeah. They've got to let her out eventually. She's got to go somewhere eventually. So anyway, he's a 22-year-old man. He's accused of murdering another man that was his landlord before eating his corpse alongside his 12-year-old girlfriend. And this guy's died while awaiting trial. I'm not going to pronounce his name. They're Russian. He admitted killing his landlord, which was 21 at the time, before boiling his eyeball, microwaving his severed head, and encouraging the girl to fry and eat his heart and brains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and everybody knows you don't microwave a head.
You don't learn that in culinary school?
Yeah, it has to be broiled. Yeah. Head is best broiled because there's not a lot of meat around the skull.
If you want it to be flaky, flake off with a fork.
It has to be broiled.
Mm-mm.
Everybody knows that. Everybody. The police said this dude fell into a coma 4 months ago after he attempted suicide inside his jail cell. Sure. That's your story.
All right.
I'm not going to question it. Good job, guards. You know, you'll get a pack of cigarettes later for that. So then he dies in the hospital under armed guard several months later. And I'm sure they really struggled to save this guy's life. Of course, the mother, the victim's mother, said she wouldn't cry, wouldn't weep any tears for the death of this killer. Mm. She goes, there is karma after all, and it made its decision.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's a creepy dude when he's alive. You see this picture of him with his shirt buttoned down? He's, you know, just looking at him, you would want to just go across the other street because he just looks really creepy. So this little girl, she's 12 years old, told officers when she was arrested how she cut out and fried the victim's heart. But she found the heart too sweet while the brains tasted much better. So this ain't just some, you know, innocent little thing. Yeah. The dead guy, when he was alive, he had told the Russian court how he gouged out the eye of his victim. He boiled it and he ate it along with the heart and brain in the company of his 12-year-old kid that he called a girlfriend. He explained how he put the severed head in a microwave and he turned it on to the highest setting for 3 minutes. I wonder if it exploded. Pop. The girl had admitted to police how she used a frying pan to cook and eat the heart of the man she had killed. She said it was too sweet, but the brains turned out to be tasty. Those are her own words. Much more tasty. The guy had confessed to his crime and showed detectives how he killed the victim in a video. He had been charged with murder, expected to be charged with rape of a minor before he killed himself.
Mm.
Ooh, nasty, nasty stuff. He also confessed to having sex with underage schoolgirl Valeria, who he took on a car journey some 1,500 miles without her parents' permission. The girl remains in a children's detention facility. Boy, can you imagine this psychotic little thing?
Mm.
This little demon in a little 12-year-old body running around?
Mm-mm.
But she's below the age of criminal responsibility.
Yep, so she's roaming this earth.
Yeah. It says she will face no charges for the cannibalism. Police also say that she confessed to stabbing the victim before mutilating the body and cooking parts of it. A decision on her future will be made soon. Let's see. Yeah. So anyway, you can't... she's too young to prosecute. So now that he's dead, they don't have a case. That's what they're saying. Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's how this guy, the dead guy, said he kind of got curious about eating humans. This is amazing. He said he was curious about the taste of brains after a previous girlfriend died falling out of a window and cracked her head open. Oh. Really? Maybe we need to look at that. Well, the guy's dead. So, yeah, I'm sure she just fell out of a window.
Yeah, but I think her mother wants to have this case reopened.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, there's something foul here.
Yeah. Now, it just doesn't seem quite right. You know, you got a girlfriend or anybody that falls out a window and cracks your head open. And then the thought that comes to you is like, I wonder how those brains taste. I don't know. Anyway, this kid's going to get out, or they're going to have to do something with her.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do something with her, and she has no remorse whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
No remorse whatsoever. That's a little update on that thing. So it's not just in America. It's in Russia. In Ruska. It's everywhere. And apparently, there's no collusion with the Trump administration on that. So don't even go there, Demorats. You Demorat!
How many of you remember the story contained in the book of Acts, chapter 19, where there were seven sons of Sceva, and they were trying to cast out a demon because they saw the apostle Paul doing great miracles through God? So they tried to do the same thing. So they go up to this guy who's demon possessed, and they say, "We adjure you by this Jesus whom Paul preaches to come out." Yeah. And guess what the evil spirit did? The evil spirit answered them and said to them, "Hey, I recognize Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you?" And guess what? The man that had the demons jumped on him, beat the heck out of him, subdued him, overpowered him, and they literally fled out of the house naked and wounded. Wow. Guess why? Because they did not go to Amazon.com and buy Demons in My Marriage Bed, A True Story of Spiritual Warfare. The book is not about you being married or single. The book is about dealing with demonic forces, and you need to know how to do that today more than you ever have for your own life and for those around you. The book is a training manual, and there's training in there that will teach you how not to be the sons of Sceva and get beat up by demons. It will give you the tools for you to be recognized by them, because they'll know that you're exercising the authority that is given to you through Christ. You need to get this book.
Charlize Theron is doing child abuse also. Did you know that?
Yep.
Yeah, she's not cooking and eating the kids, but she might as well be, if they're even real.
Yeah, I know.
Because I think she's an alien like all the rest of them. She's some kind of Nordic. So Charlize Theron reveals her daughter, which is really a boy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Seven is transgender. The thing that's interesting, well, nothing's interesting about this story, but the thing that's to take notice is that this kid, this boy, chose to be female at age 3. And she says, "Oh, because I'm a good parent." Because when you look in the dictionary and you look up parenting, Charlize Theron picture is there. She says, "Yeah, let me, you know, affirm you on that."
Mm-hmm.
What kind of mental giant does that? But see, it's just the whole agenda, right?
Yeah.
What is it, Ms. Kapow? It's a religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's their religion. Literally, it's their religion.
It is.
Ms. Kapow knows about this stuff. It's Baphomet.
Mm-hmm.
They worship the Baphomet, which is an androgynous piece of crap.
Yep.
It's Lucy, loser in the sky. That's that fallen angel, androgynous.
Mm-hmm.
And androgyny is part of that anti-God, anti-Christ character. And this is now the time where they're stepping forward and they are revealing themselves. They've always been around us.
Yeah, but now they have more power.
Yeah. And they're admitting that they're transgender. Whereas mm-hmm. before, you thought you were watching a woman on TV. You know, men were lusting after, you know, these women. And they're men.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
It's a religion. It very much is a religion, just like any other religion we have.
Yeah, it's all about deception.
Mm-hmm. So apparently, Charlize Theron is very private, but I find that hard to believe because she's all over the news with this thing.
I know.
So I don't know how you can be very private. But anyway, it's their lie. So okay.
It's a deception.
Yeah. She revealed that her eldest child is transgender. The kid's name is Jackson. He's a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was assigned male at birth. Who assigned him? Was there like a committee that had these androgynous babies and said, "Okay, what are we going to assign this one?" "Well, let's assign it male."
Mm-hmm.
All right. And they stamped it male. Then later on, they're like, "Oh, man, we don't like that assignment. You know, we feel more female." It's not like that. You're born male or female. And God created man, mm-hmm. both male and female. He didn't create androgynous pieces of crap. He created male and female. There's a reason for that. Go and subdue the earth and replenish it. But Baphomet just wants to subdue the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they justify their lie.
Yeah. And they just justify it. And, you know, with this whole gay marriage thing back in 2008, that legally, yeah, you know, everybody else, we were all screaming, hey, this it's just going to be a slippery slope. And here we are. So now these folks, these tranny things, are fighting for you know, their civil rights also. And you can't call them a tranny. You can't say anything mean, you know, mm-hmm. because that's a hate crime.
It's always one way.
It's always just one way when you're a Baphomet worshiper, you know. Well, it's the the mark. If you either accept the mark or you don't, you know, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it in this satanic world. Mm-mm. Unless you're sucking up to the boss's Baphomet, Baffy thing. So anyway, this idiot, Charlize Theron, said that her little boy, Jackson, was assigned male at birth, but told mommy 4 years ago, that means he was three, that she was actually a girl. 3 years old.
Yeah.
How many three-year-olds do you know that have the mental capability to even know what the hell they're talking about?
I know.
They don't even know what they're talking about. They're brain-dead humans until they get knowledge. Shut up. Mm-hmm. So this idiot, this great parent said, yes, I thought she was a boy too. Mm-mm. Charlize is 43 years old. She knows better. And then she says, until she looked at me when she was 3 years old and said, I am not a boy. So there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
She says, I have two beautiful daughters who, just like any parent, I want to protect and want to see thrive, really. They were born who they are and exactly where in the world both of them get to find themselves as they grow up. And who they want to be is not for me to decide. Mm-mm. Well, but as a parent, that is for you to decide. That's part of parenting, you idiot. Anyway, she's not a parent. We all know that. It's not even real. These kids are adopted, right? Mm-hmm. They're not her kids. She adopted them. All these celebrities do this stuff. It's all part of their stupid agenda.
Yeah.
It's a religion.
Because the majority of them always adopt black kids.
They do. And these two are little Africans. But maybe they're easy to adopt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The standards are easier or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she says, here's what she says. My job as a parent is to celebrate them and to love them and to make sure they have everything they need in order to be what they want to be. And I will do everything in my power for my kids to have that right and to be protected within that. Jeez.
See, and that's a lie because that's only for these kind of people.
It is.
But Christian parents that want to protect their kids from this kind of nonsense gets persecuted.
Yeah. They're hateful.
Yeah.
Well, Charlize credits her mother for teaching her how to be tolerant and an accepting person. Yeah, and you bring up a good point. What if Jackson, her son, at age three said, Mommy, I want to be a Christian. Would she have affirmed it and celebrated that with little Jackson? And said, you know what? I want you to be whatever you want. I affirm it. I'll do everything in my power to protect that right for you to be a Christian, Jackson. I don't think so. Mm-mm. She says that she grew up in South Africa where people lived with half-truths and lies and whispers. And nobody said anything outright. She was raised very specifically not to be like that. I was taught by my mom that you have to speak up. You have to be able to know that. When this life is over, you'll have lived the truth you're comfortable with and that nothing negative can come from that. Well, when you're burdened in hell for eternity, that's going to be pretty negative. I don't think that's quite right.
See, and that's their own truth.
Yeah, that's
their
own truth.
What they think is right.
Yeah. I mean, because you just read this and you see this celebrity nonsense agenda. I mean, how many brain-dead lizard people are going to read this and go, yeah, this is really good?
Mm-hmm. Cool,
you know.
And I like the picture underneath all that. It's Charlize with a blonde date, a female blonde date.
Yeah.
But the necklace that Charlene has on is a lizard or a snake.
It's a snake. You're right.
Diamonds.
And it's biting its own tail.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or both.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that other, that her blonde date, isn't that a celebrity too? Isn't she a comedian?
You know, I don't recognize her.
Really? She looks familiar. Yeah. They're at the Oscars. Charlize has been an LGBTQ activist for many years. But she's very private, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. But she's been... How would we know that?
Well...
In 2009, she announced on The View, because that's a good place to be, that she wouldn't get married to her then-boyfriend, Stuart Townsend, until everyone in the United States had a right to marry.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I have so many friends who are gay and lesbos who would so badly want to get married that I wouldn't be able to sleep with myself. Wow. These are delusional, demon-controlled flesh suits. But that's child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's really no different than the 24-year-old woman raping the 4-year-old infant. It's no different. It's the same result. You're screwing a life up.
Yep.
Yeah. Michigan father intentionally shot his own son, intentionally, in the face with a mm-hmm. shotgun.
Yep. Mm.
Why? Well, once again, use the term father, and he's not a father. He's not a man. This thing intentionally shot his 2-year-old son. 2 years old.
I know.
He shot intentionally. Old. He shot his kid in the face because he was having a heated argument with the boy's mother. So this is just like the guy who beat the 4-month-old baby mm-hmm. because he was mad at the mother.
Yep.
So this guy's named Michael Christopher Glantz, 32 years old. I'm surprised it's not 33. 32. He faces multiple felony charges. April 16th is when he killed his son, or shot his son. I think the kid is alive, but I think he's in a vegetative state. So sad to me. Yeah.
Jeez.
Half a face. Come on.
He's 2 years old.
Right, 2 years old.
I mean, how much of a face does he have left?
Yeah. My goodness. Anyway, he apparently earlier he held a pistol to the boy's temple and he pulled the trigger. But it malfunctioned. Can you believe that? He's arguing with his old lady. He grabs his kid, puts a gun to his head, pulls the trigger to kill it right there, and it malfunctions. The mother takes the kid, runs to a car, straps him in a seat. I wouldn't have took time to do that. I would have just thrown him in the trunk and ran. And then this idiot comes out of the house with a shotgun, and he fires the weapon, and he blows half his son's face off. Yeah, and then it says he fired at the mother as she fled the scene with her son in the car, but then the shotgun malfunctioned. Wow. So he was taken to the hospital, and I guess he's in critical condition.
Jeez.
Man. I know. Boggles the mind, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's bad story after bad story after bad story after bad story. All these kids are victims of demonic adults, are they not?
Yeah.
So let's talk about two demonic children who are not victims, but want to make victims.
These are evil.
These are evil children right here. So it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, when you read about a 12-year-old girl eating somebody's heart.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But it goes both ways. Two girls at Avon Park Middle School.
Yep.
So they've got to be, what, 11, 12, something like that?
Yeah, preteen.
Yeah, maybe they should be locked up with the crazy Russian girl.
There you go.
I think that'd probably be a good idea. Arrested on charges of conspiracy to commit murder. And here's what they did. This is in Florida. Two Highlands County middle school students, two of them, both females, were arrested on charges of conspiracy to commit murder after the detectives say they plotted to harm others.
Yep.
So it had to be a real credible threat. The Highlands County School Board on Thursday released details about the incident. They said it was releasing the details in an effort to prevent incorrect info from circulating. Good job. Thank you. The two students were taken into custody Wednesday after a teacher told law enforcement about a possible plan to harm other students off campus. So all the families were notified. Now, a parent whose child was one of the students that were targeted said the students who were arrested were girls and had created a hit list.
Of 10 people. 10.
7 girls and 3 boys were on the list.
There's a lot of hate in their hearts. Hmm?
A hit list. Because we don't watch TV. We literally don't watch TV. We don't watch whatever everybody else is watching. I guess Game of Thrones is a big thing. You know, we've never seen it. I don't even know what it's about. But everybody talks about it. I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they won't go anywhere. At the time it's going to be showing, because they got to be home to watch it. And, you know, video games, I don't, you know, I'm an old man. I have no idea what's on these video games and stuff. So it boggles my mind being an outsider where these middle school girls would get the idea to do a hit list. But I guess they get it from our culture. Our society, which proves my point that we're due for a reset, because we can't go on, right? We can't go on, because the vast majority of people are ingrained in the culture and into the society. They're not like us or other people who remove themselves from it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're influenced by all this, right? The list contained information about how the people on the list would be killed. And where their bodies would be buried. Can you imagine if
this was really this idea? Was really laid out.
Yeah, thought out. Everything but carried out. Can you imagine though if that was your child going to school and they were on that list?
Mm-mm.
That these two little girls had planned to take your kid off campus. Kill them and bury them? Can you imagine that?
Mm-mm.
Javier Maldonado has a child that goes to the school. It says many parents are aware of the hit list. He says, I mean, it's crazy. A small town and people getting crazy nowadays. And especially, you would think, at a high school. But a middle school is pretty tough, right?
Mm. Wow.
The school district's taking the threat very seriously. It says, students, adults, we all need to be cognizant that words matter. And whether it's in print or something that we say, it matters. We're held accountable for those words. And now more than any time, we just have to be cognizant. And be very careful of, and threats are going to be investigated thoroughly, and consequences could be given out based on what you say. And the sheriff said both students were arrested on charges of conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit kidnapping. So, really, to arrest 12-year-old girls, they had to have some pretty good evidence.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's all the good news I have for today, Ms. Kapow.
Wow.
Pretty good,
very,
huh?
Very disgusting stories, just to... say that. It's awful.
We're due for a reset. We need a reset. It's not getting better.
No.
Absolutely.
These things are so much more worse than when we first began years ago. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of stuff you wouldn't even think of.
Mm-mm. We started doing, you know, Freedom Friday, you know, these type of shows back in 2012, something like that. And the whole thing, you know, we used to always say is, so you'd be aware of the perilous times we live in. You know, it was perilous. Things are getting worse and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, at one point we had to change that. We're not showing you that things are getting perilous. We're showing you that you're in peril right now. I mean, you're in it. One of these crazy, loony cannibals could be lurking anywhere in society. And there's nothing you can do about it if you're not, covered under the grace of God. And, you know, even that, you know, your hope is eternal life, not, surviving anything here, if you get my point. But it's not getting better. You know, society in general, people in general aren't getting better. They're highly sensitive. They're highly offended. You can't talk about anything. You can't mention politics. You have to stay very neutral. People get highly charged. It's a world of insanity. Our politicians are literally insane people. All of them are. Not one party. Every single one of them is cuckoo. Cuckoo, man. And it is... It really is Daniel 2 stuff. It really is that the strong part of the kingdom, the demonic kingdom, the strong part of that fourth kingdom, because we're fallen angels, it's the strong part of the kings of the earth, simply don't mix with the human DNA. And it makes it weak. And not only does it make it weak, they don't stick together, just like iron don't mix with clay, right? When it's weak, it's weak mentally and spiritually and physically. It's weak.
Yeah.
And that's why you have 12-year-old girls plotting to kill other children. You have 12-year-old girl eating hearts and complaining that it tastes too sweet. You have women raping infants. You have men shooting babies. Because they're angry.
Yeah. And this is how they deal with problems.
Yeah.
Let's just kill them, get rid of them.
Just go violent, just go crazy. They're desensitized.
And you see a lot of that on movies and games and stuff. Terrible.
The video games train these kids how to shoot and desensitize them to shooting people. Watching people fall. It's just the game. It's just you pull the trigger and it happens. I don't believe in evolution anyway, you know, obviously, but we have de-evolved. Instead of going forward, we go backwards. The problem is modern day humanity, they believe because they have this fallen angel technology that they're smart. But it's all lies. It's all crap. It's all a big facade. It's all lies.
Yeah.
It's all crap. It's all crap knowledge. It really is. The real wisdom is long gone. The real wisdom has escaped us. Yeah. You know, the gate is very small. The road, the road is very small and treacherous. And there's not a whole lot of people who are going to find it.
Yeah.
And if they do find it, they can't stay on it very long because the Broadway is nice and broad and easy and you can yuck it up with all your friends and have a good time, but that leads to destruction. But they have no idea. They're like sheep going to the slaughter because that's what it's all about. The fallen one hates God's creation from day one. But because the creation is blinded to that and doesn't realize that, they have no idea what the danger is and this is what we have. This is the piece of crap soup that we have now. You know, we can't change it. We're not supposed to change it. It is what it is. Everything has to take its course. And when it's all filled up, reset.
Right.
That's all. But in that meantime, while you're watching it, you know, hey, we do what we can, right? Try to warn other people. Hey, I do what I can, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some are going to listen. Most aren't. But, hey, we do what we can. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all.
That's all we can do.
That's all we can do. So with that, give them a chow.
Chow, baby.
All right, good night.
You're unhappy and you don't know how. Why don't you begin to